Yeah, and I'm a firm believer when there's a good, for instance, a pilot program, let's see how it works, and then take that from a region to a maybe an entire congressional district, to an entire state, to an entire region of the country, et cetera. But we've been looking at mental health issues in rural areas for a number of years now, and I think what happened through the pandemic is it was really brought to a head. In that accessibility to care providers was critically important. So things like I know in Aledo, Genesis has a strong presence there, and has really been a leader in making sure that the healthcare needs of the community are represented. But we've got to look at things. This gets a little wonky, but there's something called social determinants of health, and I'm actually chair of that caucus in Congress. And what that does is it looks at things like, if you live in a rural area, do you have access to a hospital? Do you have access to a clinic? Do you have access to a pharmacy? Do you have access to pediatricians, to mental health providers, et cetera? And all of that, we realize, makes a difference in the long-term health of our children, of our families. And it can't be ignored, because it is it's really the overall health of your community when you drill down deep on access to all of that different kind of care. So look, I think Aledo is a role model for first of all recognizing that there's a need, and then addressing that need.